Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
And the victims say it was no secret. Now whispers of sexual abuse and sex trafficking had led to charges against a former fashion chief.
Over a dozen men hoping to be cast to model in Abercrombie and Fitch ads were reportedly pressured to board flights, take drugs, and engage in violent sexual encounters. U.S. Attorney Breon Pease says Michael Jeffries, the former CEO of Abercrombie, his partner Matthew Smith, and James Jacobson, who they hired as a recruiter, spent millions orchestrating these events.
Jeffries, Smith, and Jacobson used force, fraud, and coercion to traffic those men for their own sexual gratification.
The indictment spans nearly a decade, detailing incidents of prostitution occurring in the city, the Hamptons, and abroad. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There's a new bill in the city council that would draw the line between what public officials can and cannot post on government social media accounts.
If you're going to put your name on a tweet from an official government account, council member Natasha Williams thinks there should be rules.
As a city, we have to be mindful of mixing our personal opinions and our personal feelings with the work.
She thinks some tweets from NYPD brass have crossed that line.
Social media is an extension of the workplace, and workplace policies should exist.
Under her bill, posts can't say anything negative about someone, can't incite violence or intimidate. Councilmember Bob Holden sees this as a free speech issue.
People are not used to the NYPD defending themselves, and that's why it's a question here. So I'm not buying any of this. Just leave it alone.
He says an issue like this shouldn't be for lawmakers to decide. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The doctor from New Rochelle could spend decades behind bars for selling thousands of oxycodone pills for cash. Dr. Mordecai Barr pleading guilty today in the alleged scheme, which prosecutors say ran for about a year and a half up until this past June. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said that Dr. Barr hid behind his medical license and acted like any drug dealer, pumping addictive substances into the streets for profit, with no regard about how it would impact the community. He'll be sentenced in February. The union representing 1,500 Northwell health nurses has overwhelmingly voted to strike. The New York Professional Nurses Union says 99.63% of its members voted yes, so now the bargaining committee will give a 10-day strike notice. They're calling for better working conditions, higher salaries, among other demands. These nurses work across Lenox Hill, Greenwich Village, and Manhattan Eye, Ear, and Throat Hospital. In response, Northwell says it's committed to reaching a fair and equitable contract, and if a strike happens, those hospitals will remain fully operational, they say. Three students at James Madison High School in Brooklyn are facing charges over some alleged locker room hazing.
The junior varsity football season has been canceled following the hazing in the boys' locker room, where students were videotaped holding down and assaulting another student while trying to take his pants off. Marie, who grew up in this neighborhood, said these things seem to be happening more and more often.
I don't know if it's a difference, but in Catholic school, we were strict, you know, very strict. Things were different, yeah. Yeah, I think they should be disciplined.
The incident comes after a former football coach at the high school was arrested and charged with slamming a player's face into a stairwell wall. In a statement, a school spokesman said bullying and harassment, including hazing, have no place in our schools, period. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midwood, Brooklyn.
Four people are facing sex trafficking charges on Long Island, accused of trying to sell a woman for sex in exchange for drugs. Prosecutors say last month the group offered shelter to a woman who didn't have a place to stay. But once inside, they allegedly forced her to have sex with men who came to the Bayshore apartment, who paid the group with drugs. Prosecutors say the victim was later able to escape through a window when everyone else fell asleep. Along with the sex trafficking charges, the group has also been accused of beating the tenant of that apartment. And with Halloween around the corner, an abandoned psychiatric hospital on Long Island has become a hotspot for thrill seekers. And that's a no-no. Police are upping their patrols to try and catch all the trespassers out there.
That site is considered one of the scariest places on Long Island.
And that's why it's become a popular place for people to trespass on Halloween. State Parks' George Gorman says the Kings Park former psychiatric center, police are now blocking the roadways on Halloween because the buildings are old and dangerous.
The windows are all broken. The walls are unstable. The floors could collapse.
He says arrests have been made over the years.
You know, 100 years ago, it wasn't like today with experiments on patients to try to cure their mental health. And there are people that died in that facility, hundreds, if not 1,000 or more. There is the folklore that those are the individuals that are haunting that property.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go. We'll be right back.